I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. Thank you so very much for tuning in. Well, with all the hot weather this past week, oh my goodness, it doesn't really feel like fall, but here we are into a new season, which is awesome. Fall, the whole changing, and it just reminds us of change and, you know, things that we need to work on and improve. This time of year, it just brings about that kind of excitement to try new things, to do new things. And so that's what it's all about right now. We're changing into the fall and thinking about what it is that we want to do. What are your goals? What would you like to achieve? We want to go alongside you. That's what I've Decided is all about. We are your home for success and transformation and helping you achieve whatever goals you have and dreams that you desire. We want to be that resource for you, that go-to place, whatever it is that you need, provide you the ability to be successful in your goals and dreams. And so every Sunday we come at you, and generally we have one of our awesome business members who is our guest, and they share about what they provide us in the community and the resource that they have. And we actually have over 50 amazing local businesses who are a part of I've Decided. You can find them listed under the resource page on our website. If you go to ivedecided.org, you can find all of the businesses that are available to help you in achieving success. And we want to give a huge shout out to Junction City. Junction City is our first presenting sponsor. We're so grateful for their resource. It's because of all of our business members, and especially Junction City, that we are able to bring this radio show to you to share the resources, and that we are able to have our local events that are designed to motivate you, like our motivational conferences and our I've Decided to Run and our I've Decided to Ride. So all of that is made available to you because of our business members and especially our presenting sponsor, Junction City. So big, huge shout out to them. Well, it is September. It's getting, hopefully soon will be nice and crisp. And it's a good time to be thinking about our fitness. Most people think that January and February, those are the months where people are going, okay, I've decided to get healthy. And they're looking to get in shape. But truly around this area, it's so cold in January and February. And it's icy and snowy. A lot of times people are kind of wait to get out a little bit. So truly, we don't get busy in the health industry till March and April. And then again in September, October, those are really our busy times. So we want to make sure that you know the resources that are available to you to help you achieve those healthy goals. And so I'm excited about my guest today. I have Carrie Ott. She is representing the clubs at River City. She is the group fitness director out there. And I'm so excited to have you here. Welcome, Carrie.
Thank you.
And so before the show started airing, we were just talking about how the clubs at River City is not a gym. It is a club.
Yes.
And that just stole my heart because I was like, oh, I love that. You know, it is truly, that's so true. And that's how I feel when I'm out there at the pool, and I know my husband loves it. So explain what you mean by that.
So what I mean about we're a club, not a gym, is that everybody knows everyone, and we are really a family there. So anytime a member comes in, they always get greeted at the front, at reception. They always get a have a nice day, and we know their kids, we know their aunts and uncles and their brothers and their sisters and their parents, and we just, that's just where you belong, is at the clubs at River City, because we're such a family.
And speaking of family, you guys are locally owned by a Peoria family.
Yes.
And that makes a huge difference, don't you think? I mean, I feel like in Peoria, we're like that small, big town.
Right.
And so shopping local and spending our dollars where we know the people who's getting, you know, that we're contributing to makes a huge difference.
Absolutely. I mean, and I know, like me personally, I always try to shop local as much as I possibly can. And, you know, you have a great sponsor with Junction City as well. And that's such a great local business. And it's just really important so that people know exactly where their dollars are going to and not some IPO.
Yeah. And speaking of not just being a gym, you guys have so much to offer out there. We were talking about all the things for the kids. I'm like, I love the swimming pools, of course. That's what I love, to go out there and just lay out by the pools. My husband works out. My daughter does gymnastics. But you guys, I mean, what are all the different programs that you provide to the community?
We have great tennis programs, and we start tennis lessons at 4 years old and go all the way up. So you could be 4 or 40 and still get a tennis lesson. Every new member gets a free tennis lesson. They get a free personal training session and orientation. We have a great playroom so that when moms and dads are working out, they can drop their kids off. And I know, as a parent, that was something that was really important to me when I was looking for a gym as a member and a place to teach, is someplace where I could really feel like my kids were going to get taken care of and not just, you know, dump them off in some room and, you know, kids aren't being cared for. But everyone that works up in the playroom is like family to our members, and they take care of their kids like they're their own.
And to a young mom with small kids, having that place to be able to take your kids while you're exercising, or like you said, teaching a class for you.
Yep.
And then, of course, you can then just take them right on over and they can participate in something.
Right. They can go to their basketball camp that they have over at the Youth Fitness Center. So there's so much for families to do at the clubs at River City. It just really, it's one-stop shopping for all of your fitness needs.
Everything under one roof.
Right. Exactly.
That's exactly awesome. So now, how did you get involved out there? Like you said, you teach as well.
Yes.
So do you teach certain classes or?
I currently just teach body pump classes, and my husband is also an instructor, so we do a lot of teaching together. Again, it's a family facility, so we do things as a family.
So that's awesome. So you teach out there, and your husband teaches out there. Cool. And so you guys just found it, you said when your kids were little, you started working out there.
Yeah, I started working there when our oldest son, Max, who's now 6, he was about 6 months old. I started working there as the group fitness manager. So I was really excited to be there, and the clubs at River City had such a great reputation of being a first-class facility, and the classes were great, and the instructors were great, and I knew personally I wanted to be a part of that.
They really do have everything. They have an indoor track.
Mm-hmm.
I know when we did our I've Decided to Run program, we met out at Clubs at River City in the parking lot. That's like our meeting place.
Yep.
And we would generally do the training outside, of course, but then sometimes it would rain. And if it was raining really bad, we would use the track inside to do the training for the My First 5K. And there were people playing badminton.
Badminton, basketball, volleyball, all sorts of things, because you have that great indoor gym.
Yeah. So badminton, is that something that's coming back? More people are playing
it? It really is. It's really, really popular. And we almost always have some type of badminton going on in the evenings and on the weekends.
Do people have to like sign up for that? Or is that a special like time allotted? Or you just, if it's open, you go in there? Or if it's
most of the time, if it's open that you can go. But we do have some leagues that run there.
So you actually have a badminton league?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. That is so awesome. So no matter what it is that you want to do, you guys really do provide something for everybody.
And we have a racquetball court and a squash court and that yoga room, like I mentioned before.
I want to know what squash court is. I have never heard of that in my life. What is that?
So it's a little faster paced than racquetball. So the court's a little shortened, but very similar to racquetball.
Okay. So squash court is like racquetball. And racquetball,
yes, but it's shortened up a little bit.
And most people know what racquetball is. You're like using your tennis. It's not a tennis racket, but like a racquetball.
Pretty similar.
Hitting against the wall. I've played that before. It's been a long time. I used to play. I lived in an apartment one time that had racquetball courts. And I got pretty good, but that was like many years ago. I'll have to get my husband. We'll have to go out there and play sometime and see if I can bring back any of those skills. All right. Awesome. Well, hey, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show, and I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. We're so excited to have our guest here today. Her name is Carrie Ott, and she is representing one of our awesome business members, Clubs at River City. And the Clubs at River City is obviously a great resource for you and your family. It could be, I've decided to get healthy. I've decided to have more family time. Like you were saying, Carrie, you and your husband work out there and teach out there. Your sons take basketball out there.
And both of my sons have gone through Fun and Fit, which is our preschool.
So you have so you have a preschool?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea. So tell me about that. So the preschool is for, is it just for members or is that open to the general public?
It's open to the general public. They take babies at 6 weeks and they go all the way through pre-K.
Really?
Yep.
And so the
So when I say it's a family affair, it really is.
It really, really is. And so you guys provide this pre-day, is it like a daycare? And it's like Fun and Fit. So are when you say fit, are they like teaching the kids exercise and stuff like that while they're at preschool?
That is the beauty of Fun and Fit. And one of the reasons why I just love Fun and Fit. Like I can't stop talking about how great it is. So the kids get gymnastics classes when they get up into the toddler room. They get gymnastics classes because we have that huge indoor gymnastics facility.
Sure, you guys have a gymnastics team. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So they get gymnastics. And then when they get to be in the 3-year-old room, they get swimming lessons.
Are you serious?
I know, right?
And so do you have to pay extra for that? Or is that just included in the preschool cost?
It's just included in the preschool cost.
So whatever that preschool cost is, that's what they get.
Yep.
So swimming lessons.
Swimming.
So you get like, you kill two birds with one stone. Why would you
exactly
not want to have an opportunity to have your kid in a preschool where they, you've got a preschool that's taking good care of them, but in return, they're getting either gymnastics or swim lessons?
Yep. And then they always have playtime. So they go into the gym because we have an indoor gym at the youth fitness center. And then we also have a great playground outside. So they're always really active. So we are teaching children at a very young age the importance of being active.
Yeah, no, that, and trust me, I believe that is so important for our youth. I guess I always thought, and I bet a lot of our listeners probably thought this too, that I've seen the Fun and Fit sign. Mm-hmm. I just thought that that was like a little, you know,
like fitness, a tagline,
like a fitness thing for kids or something. Yeah. I didn't realize that it was actually a preschool out there. And so they take them to up to age what?
Pre-K. And then in the summertime, they do great programs in the summer too. So they have
like for grade school kids and
right, exactly,
that can't be home alone or whatever,
right,
like camps and stuff,
right? Yeah, like camps. So Fun and Fit does their own camp, and then with our youth fitness director Bud, he runs a sports zone camp that's for ages 6 and up, and then a fun zone camp for 4 to 6. So then what's great about that is they do sport activity every hour. And they have lunch. And then, so you then you get your kids home and they're totally exhausted in the summertime. So you just put them right to bed.
That's all. And listen, when they're that young, that is a great, great thing. When they get to be teenagers like my daughters, then you're like, come out of your room. It's so funny because when they're little toddlers, you're like, go to your room.
Yep.
And then when they're teenagers, you're like, come out of your room. I have the opposite problem. I want my kids to come out and spend more time with us. But it's funny how that turns around. But definitely, as toddlers, you want to wear them out and burn off that extra energy because it just makes life at home so much better and productive, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. And just, again, it's just teaching kids that it's important to be active. So many kids are just, you know, they have their iPhones or their iPads or whatever it is, and they don't learn how to ride a bike until they're 10 years old.
If ever.
So
they don't come out. I mean, right. Honestly, I'm not kidding you when I say I have to make my kids come out of their room with their phones and things. They would never exercise. I mean, I make them, obviously, because mm-hmm. it's important to me. It's
right.
important to our family that we all stay healthy and active. And so I make sure that they get that activity and they're involved in sports. And like I said, Katie does gymnastics. And but if I... if it wasn't for that, if they were on their own will, I think there are a lot of kids that are.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of hanging on their phones and doing no exercise whatsoever.
Yeah.
So it's a great way to get your kids up and having some fun too. They'll love it.
Right.
Once they get there and they're with all the other kids and they forget about their phones and they're involved in taking swim lessons or gymnastics or playing basketball, they'll forget.
Right.
And they'll have a blast and they'll love it. That's what I always found with my kids. Push them to do something that they think they don't want to do. And then they're like, oh, I loved it. It's so fun.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys do all kinds of group coaching classes too. You said you did the body pump.
Right. So we have a lot of great classes. We have the Les Mills classes. So we have body pump, body flow, which is a combination of yoga, Tai Chi, and Pilates. Body attack, which is sports-inspired sports conditioning. Shabam, where you can have fun and dance and no one's watching you dance, so don't worry about it. You can join a Shabam class and no one's looking at you.
Is it got dancing. Like any kind of a certain flair to it? Is it hip hop or is it just
It's fun? All different styles of dance. So every track will be different. So it's not like Zumba, which is 80% Latin based dance.
Right.
This might have some salsa in it, it might have some hip hop, it might have some house, it might have some more like dramatic dance. So each track is a little bit different.
So it just, it goes from one genre to another.
Exactly.
Oh, fun. And that, what is that called?
Shabam.
Shabam.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
And we have body combat, which is martial arts based.
Wow.
We have RPM, which is cycling.
Which that is not my favorite class, I'm going to be honest. I do the I've Decided to Ride program. I did that last year. I started learning how to ride outdoors. And our cycling coach, Heather, she does a lot of RPM classes because she's a cyclist.
Yeah.
And but I tried that and I was like, my butt hurt. I had to walk out. I'm like, I quit that class before I got started.
What you got?
So many people love it. They
you
really
got to give a class three times. Three times is really kind of the magic number. And then you start really feeling comfortable, especially if an equipment-based class like body pump or RPM, you have to really get comfortable with the equipment and that kind of stuff. So it just three classes is really the magic number.
Yeah, the body pump class I think is pretty cool because it's kind of like cycling through like a circuit almost. You're doing a whole body workout.
Yep.
And that's probably one of my favorite classes that I've ever taken is the body pump. It's similar to the workouts that I like to do, which is the circuit training. So that's really cool.
And we also have aqua classes.
I was going to say, with
really
the
nice.
Pools, do you guys do Zumba in the water?
We have aqua Zumba
aqua
as well.
Zumba, yeah.
Yeah. And we have traditional yoga classes. And then we also offer small group personal training, HIIT style training, high intensity interval training with the Les Mills Grit series. We only allow 10 people in a session.
Okay.
So that there is one-on-one coaching. So different than body pump where you've got an instructor and they're teaching.
And there could be 30 people in the class.
Correct. But with grit, we have three modalities of grit. We've got strength, which is with the barbell. We've got cardio. And then we've got plyometric training. And so we only allow 10 people to get into those sessions so that the coach can work with them one-on-one. Working with them on technique, working with them on motivation and coaching.
So that helps. Oh my gosh, that's so important. And then it kind of helps to offset the cost a little bit probably. So you're not paying for a trainer all by yourself. You're kind of like splitting that cost with a few other people, but still getting a lot of one-on-one.
Right. There's just with Grit, what's nice is we just have a monthly additional fee if you want to take Grit, and we offer it 6 days a week or six times a week so that you can go to two a week if you want. You can go to six a week if you want.
Okay, cool. Now, I know you said you guys do swim lessons for kids, but do you do swim lessons for adults?
Absolutely. And we think that's really important to be able to offer an environment where adults that maybe haven't learned to swim when they were kids feel safe and comfortable learning how to swim as an adult, because that could be really nerve-wracking.
It is. It is for me. I'm not a great swimmer. I mean, I can doggy paddle and swim underwater, but that's why I love the ocean, but I don't go in very far because I'm not a swimmer. I don't know that I would be able to swim in waves or anything like that. In a pool, I can swim underwater. But one of the things that I was thinking about, Carrie, is I have this vision one day of doing it. I've decided to try where we've already got the I've Decided to Run and we've got the I've Decided to Ride, which is our cycle program.
Right.
We're only missing the I've Decided to Swim, And then we could combine them and do some kind of a try together.
Oh, absolutely. An indoor triathlon would be a lot of fun.
Wouldn't that be a blast?
When you train together, as you know, with the I've Decided to Run and I've Decided to Ride,
yeah,
you form like a community within a community,
yes,
right? And that's you. Those bonds are hard to break when you have trained with someone and you really do something as a team.
Yes.
So doing a triathlon would be a lot of fun.
I know. We're going to have to put that one on.
Okay.
We're going to have to talk about that one.
Yeah,
we might have
sure.
to talk to Shelly and Aaron out there and be like, let's do it. It would be a lot of fun. I am very seriously interested in the swim lessons because that's the piece that I would be missing in order to do a triathlon myself. Mm-hmm. And so I am very much into something that I've been thinking about for a long time.
Yeah.
And that's why I ask because, you know, I'm interested in taking the swim lessons. And so that's nice to know. Now, are there only certain times for the swim lessons or the coaches, are they pretty, will they adjust to your time depending on what time you need to meet them or is it only a certain time that they
typically
do
with adults you would do like a one-on-one lesson,
so you just
or like a private lesson right
that.
Yeah, and then you would work with Anita who is our aquatics director.
Okay, cool. Well, let's talk about the tennis program too because
okay.
you guys are the only tennis club really that we have in Peoria and tennis is kind of making a comeback, I think. I think we've had a couple little local stars around here that
yes.
Has shed some light on tennis these days.
Absolutely.
We had someone, a Dunlap high school graduate who won like the state or
yep.
something like that. And they're a member out at they're friends of ours. So that's how I know. But they're members out at clubs at River City and play tennis out there. So tell us about the tennis club.
So we have 12 indoor courts. And we have 8 outdoor courts in the summertime. So that's really nice as well.
That's
and they're
huge.
Blue clay.
Okay. And I say that because most people don't realize the tennis courts are not located on the same area
right.
as the rest of the clubs.
Yeah. The tennis facilities are located on Altorfer Drive. So the main club is on University, and then the tennis facilities are on Altorfer.
So unless you were just looking for that, you wouldn't know.
Right.
And I just always love to see people try new things. And you think, well, I don't know how to play tennis. Well, that's why you take a lesson, you know?
Right. And every new member gets a free tennis lesson.
I know I'm going to cash in my... we aren't a new member, but I've never taken that lesson.
There you go. There you go.
I'm going to cash in.
And you get a free personal training session as well. And we've
my
got
husband
really great
take
personal
advantage
training
of that.
Programs.
Yeah, tell him that he needs to look into that. I don't know that we really ever took advantage of that opportunity. And that's just awesome. And an added service
yeah.
that you guys provide out there. And so, you do tennis lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And then so if you're a member, so as a member of Clubs at River City, we can play tennis anytime we want to, or do you put, yeah.
So you would have to work with the tennis club to book court time, typically, because we only have 12 courts, and if we just let anybody play tennis when, you know, willy-nilly, you'd have...
people waiting in
yeah,
line.
So you book court time.
Okay. And so you book court time and then you just show up at that time.
Yep.
And then just like with the swimming, if you want to get lessons, you just schedule that. You said you guys have tennis pros out there?
Yes. And we just got 2 new tennis pros. So we're going to actually be expanding our tennis programming, which is going to be a lot of fun to see.
That'll be great. I think we definitely need to do it. I've decided to play tennis. And we can do that, you know, roll that out at the motivational conference
yeah.
in January and encourage people to try something new.
Right.
Now, what about like teams? Can a group of people get together and form a team to play tennis together? Like
so
a league,
we
I
do,
guess.
Yeah, we already have existing leagues and they will rank you based on your skill level and put you in the appropriate league. So you wouldn't want to play against somebody who's been playing for the past 20 years, 5 days a week. So you'd be playing on a league with people that are at your same skill level.
Okay. So you would then...
and they do an evaluation.
Okay. So the league is kind of like a bowling league.
Right.
Or you just... so you play at certain times.
Yep.
And then you practice at certain times.
Yep.
And
exactly.
you just... that's fun. Do you have like companies that have like tennis leagues? Have you ever thought you guys do that at all?
We're really... because our leagues are always so packed. It's just...
within house. You
yes.
don't really have enough space
yeah.
or time to do that. That could get busy.
Yes. It would be that would be a lot to manage.
I I'm a big dreamer. I'm like, let's just bring everybody in to play tennis. Well, hey, are you listening and you're thinking about taking control of your health? Is that something that is your goal? That do you need to lose weight? Or maybe you don't need to lose weight, but maybe you just haven't been exercising and you want to get involved in an exercise program. Maybe you've been thinking about joining a facility, you and your family, to exercise. Really want to encourage you to think about our amazing business member, the Clubs at River City, and go out there and do a tour. You guys allow people to come out, carry and do a tour and check things out for free one time, or just to kind of get an idea?
Yeah.
How would they, can you tell the listeners how they can find you, how to get in touch with you, what that would look like?
So they can easily go on our website, clubsatrivercity.com. And you can actually click on the top and it will say schedule a VIP tour. So you can go through there. You can call the club, 693-5700, and ask for a membership consultant. And they'll be able to set up a time for you to come and tour that's convenient for you and your family. So there's all, or you can just drop by.
Just stop by.
Yeah. I mean, most, I've done tours before I start teaching a class, you know, it's just like it, we all, again, we're just a family.
So if you walk in, you probably get good taken care of. You can come out there and check it out.
Right.
Exactly. No matter what it is that you've decided you want to do. Do you want to swim, work out, do a class, look for some things for your kids to get involved in? And the, like you said, the really great thing about the Clubs at River City, Carrie, is that the parents can go do their classes while the kids are potentially doing their classes as well.
Yeah. They so many members I know, their kids are in gymnastics, they'll drop their kid off gymnastics and then they'll come and take a body pump class on a Tuesday night.
And then you get everything done all at once while you're out there and you don't have to go back and forth.
How frustrating is that as a parent, as you know, it's like, okay, well, we've got Cub Scouts, we've got swimming lessons, we've got gymnastics, we've got reading club, whatever it is. And you're trying to find time as an adult, you know, because you need that stress relief of getting a workout in or whatever, but you know, you've got two kids that are going in opposite directions. Like that way with the Clubs of River City, you've got that one-stop shopping,
like
so to
you
speak.
Said, all under one roof. And again, I just want to also put an emphasis on the fact of the family-owned business. You know, it is very important. And I don't think people realize, and that's one of our goals with I've Decided, is to raise this awareness of keeping our dollars in our community and spending our money with those local owned businesses who are giving back to our community. You know, we talk about Bob Lindsay, Honda and Acura dealership all the time. Jody's been on the show with me. They are executive business members of I've Decided. We're so thankful for their support, but they're locally owned.
Right.
You know, and it's like, even think about where you buy your car, you know, so all of these things really just want to encourage our listeners to think about, where are you working out? Make sure where you're working out, you know who's getting that money. Where's that money going? Is it going back into the community? Are you spending it with people who are living in your community, shopping in your community, giving back to the organizations that matter to you?
Right.
You know, and that's where there's so many options out there. But you got to think about, you might can go one place because it might be cheaper, but what are they actually, what impact are they having in our community? I think that's a more important question. I wish when people would walk in my business, and I know that you guys, Carrie, probably feel the same thing, that they wouldn't ask how much it costs. They would say, what impact are you making in our community?
Mm-hmm, exactly. And how many people are you employing?
Yes.
In the summertime, when we have our pools open, we employ over 150 people.
And a lot of those are teenagers that are working part-time. That's huge for the kids to be able to have a place to lifeguard and to learn those skills, those life skills. That's a good point, too.
Yeah.
I hate our time is almost up, but I think we're getting here to the end of our show. But that's a very good point to end on as well. Not only the difference that you're making in the community, but also how many people, local people, are you employing?
Right.
And that's a very good point. You guys are employing over 100 people out there sometimes at your maximum time in the summer. And the kids with the lifeguarding, I think that's such a great life skill.
Right.
For those kids to learn, and that kind of responsibility is so important. So As we end the show, Carrie, thank you so much for being
Kim,
here
thank
today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And for representing the clubs at River City, which we love so much and are so thankful to have you guys as a resource and a business member of I've Decided to help people achieve their healthy lifestyle goals. It's awesome having you guys on board. And on that note, while we're thinking about it, do think about where you're spending your money. Think about shopping local. You know, ask the questions to the people where you're spending your money. What are you doing to make a difference in our community? Know where your money is going. If you spend a lot of money online or in the big box stores, you don't know. You have no idea where your dollar goes. You can't see the impact greatly in our community. So just want to encourage you to think about that. And we love that the clubs at River City is locally owned.
Over 40 years.
And really, almost every business owner who is a part of I've Decided, that we actually call them community difference makers. Almost every single one of our businesses are locally owned. Or a franchise that's locally owned.
Right.
So it's just a great community. And we thank you so much for supporting us. And we thank you for listening to I've Decided Radio Show today. Be sure to share with your friends. Tell them about I've Decided. Check us out on the website, ivedecided.org. You can find the clubs at River City listed there and get in touch with them and all of the resources that can help you be successful in your goals, your dreams, whatever they are. All right, everybody, have an awesome week. Remember, live decided, and we'll be back with you again next Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?